This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Shall we begin?
Expecto Patronum!
Evolve! 여기 효성고등학교인데요. 지금 다 좀비로 변해서 난리예요.
허위로 신고하면 벌금 부과되는 거 알고 있죠?
아, 장난 아니에요. 아, 여기 지금 다...
아, 이들이 아주...
뭐 축제라도 하나 봐요.
저도 방금 좀비 신고 받았습니다.
네, 학생인지. 네, 콜센터입니다.
좀비요?
야, 학교 전화해서 확인해봐.
네.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Popcorn Culture with Lynn, Sharmila, and Arvin. It is a week of double reviews for us, and we are starting off... Well, actually, I should say that our theme, weirdly enough, is death. It's accidental. But today, we are starting off by reviewing the latest zombie apocalypse rom-type thing series from Korea, from South Korea, called All of Us Are Dead.
I'm going to be upfront and lay my cards on the table. Also because I think it's fair that I make a confession. I'm sorry I did this to you guys and the listeners. I couldn't finish the show. I could not. I physically just had to stop after like three episodes. I did skim through it. I made it to the end by skipping through chunks of things. So I know what happened. And I feel like I can talk about my sheer hatred of the show. But yes, that's where I'm coming into this from.
So you killed the show halfway.
Wow, it almost killed me. So it was a kill or be killed situation.
But was it a true kill though? Because these kids don't know how to do a true kill.
I think it's going to keep coming back. That's all I can say.
So firstly, I enjoyed the show. I enjoyed it while it lasted. I thought it was the perfect way to kill a few hours over the long over the long holiday weekend. Very casual way to pass time. So in that sense, it's fine. As a zombie show, as a quality show, not good. I don't think it brings anything new to the table. I don't think I'll remember this show like in a month. I've already forgotten most of what has happened, but For what it's worth, I enjoyed it while it was on. All 12 very long, lengthy, long-winded episodes of All of Us Are Dead.
The premise is very simple. I will say that this is like a one-sentence thing. Basically, a school is overrun by zombies and eventually the entire city, and therefore, you know, threatening the rest of South Korea. So that's pretty much all you need to know. The characters are also somewhat interchangeable. Like, I feel like I could start naming them, but then I don't know really whether there's a point. I will also say that I enjoyed this as well. And I enjoyed it for a very specific reason. So usually when I watch these sorts of shows, and this happened even in The Walking Dead, and it's why I had to stop, because even in the less good seasons of The Walking Dead, I found myself wrapped up in like, their squabbles and who was going to live and who was going to die. The great thing about All of Us Are Dead, perhaps because it's in the title, is like, I don't care. I just come in and I felt like I was watching a video game, but in a good way. It was kind of like lots of disposable characters. Everybody is a trope. So I got to enjoy like kind of the bone-crunching violence of a zombie apocalypse without necessarily being emotionally invested. And so the downside for me, therefore, is the bits where the show decided to lean very heavily into the Korean drama side of its lineage and like do the slow motion and the meaningful looks and the long conversations. That stuff didn't work so well for me. But on the basis of like being enjoyable entertainment, it worked for me partly because it does a thing that I normally dislike, which is I felt able to disengage.
Don't know what I did wrong watching this movie, watching this show, because I wish I was in that headspace, and I can see how a lot of people can enjoy it this way. Maybe I just went to the show at a time when I was more, I don't know, perhaps feeling a little more emotional or wanting a little bit more of a connection with what I was watching. And so that's exactly the problem for me, that on the one hand, there's so much violence. Like there are parts of this that physically I couldn't deal with. Noises of body parts like sort of being pulled apart, or people doing the exorcist backward crawl in bloody trails. And you know, depending on what headspace you're in, that's either great fun or really off-putting. And I think for me, I fell on the off-putting side of it. And to balance it out, it's either really, really vapid, so you don't care about anyone. But at the same time, the show tries so hard to lean into not just the Korean drama emotionality, but actual important issues, teen pregnancy, awful bullying, young romance, broken hearts, but with absolutely no care for any of this. And so I think I kind of just started resenting the show for constantly pulling me from either like a weird emotional investment in people I didn't care about and it wasn't doing a good job with, and then rewarding me only with like ultra violence that was making me uncomfortable and unhappy.
Do you guys think that this show felt the pressure of being South Korean? Because they're enjoying like, you know, their film industry is enjoying like a huge pop culture moment, right? With movies and with TV. And this show had the job of following Squid Game, which is a huge ask. I think this show felt like it needed to say something to be a good South Korean show. And it ended up saying too many things at the same time. So is it about class divide? Is it about society? Is it about poverty? And I think by the end of it, I didn't know what they were trying to say. So I think that's the difference between something like this and a good show like Train to Busan or Kingdom. Train to Busan, which they actually reference in this show a couple of times. I think that's what sets it apart. Like, this is not a good zombie show about something deep. It's a very gory, violent show that tries to be more than it is.
Well, actually, I have thoughts about, because we keep calling it a show, right? And then we also sometimes lapsed into calling it a movie. And I think that later on, I want to talk a bit more about the difference between the two and whether or not zombie stuff in general can like sustain a longer form kind of storytelling. But in terms of whether it felt the pressure of being South Korean, I certainly thought so. I mean, it felt as if it was like, oh, we must do social commentary. We simply must. And at the same time, we must also lean in very heavily into the emotional side of things. And when you do that in a K-drama form, it comes with very specific conventions, which is why I think the conversations are as long as they are and the amount of crying is what it is. So that's worth saying. But in terms of how well they did the social commentary, I think where they succeeded was when they did stuff that was very visible. So for me, the thing about, because the school is quite a good-looking school, meaning it's like a very wealthy-looking, affluent-looking school. And that's an important part of the story. And that is something that all of us just looking at the school would be able to tell. Similarly, you can tell just by looking at some of the students and how they're outfitted that they're not as wealthy as perhaps some of the others. And I think that kind of exploration, I'm making it sound much deeper than they actually made it, but I think that that kind of exploration worked in a better way than the other stuff they were trying to do about depression and pregnancy and all that. And perhaps they should have stayed in their lane a little bit more.
Yes, I think that's one kind of burden the show carries. The other burden is, of course, the Korean zombie trope burden. And as you said, they mention Train to Busan a number of times. And I think part of the issue is that this show exists in a world where clearly people know what zombies are and how they work, and they want to make these references and be very meta and clever about it. But at the same time, it doesn't quite get there. It's not smart enough that this is a world where everyone knows about zombies. So it feels like they know a little bit about zombies, but apparently not even as much as we would know, although they seem to have watched all the movies that we probably also watch. It also then has the burden of following things like Kingdom, which takes the zombie trope and expands it and lays it upon this historical drama background and does such a great job with it. Whereas this show is basically transposing the high school drama with zombies. And again, that's something that doesn't quite sit as comfortably or as interestingly as something like Kingdom does. I don't know. And I think they felt this weird pressure to up the stakes of the zombie story. So more violence, more goriness, almost everyone dying. And then even introducing perhaps twists to the zombie mythology in the way they work or, you know, how they might manifest or things that you may not know about them, all in a quest to reinvent something and never quite getting there.
I honestly think that if they didn't mention Train to Busan and if they didn't mention the word zombie, like a zombie wasn't a concept in this universe, in the All of Us Are Dead world, then a lot of the problems would have been solved. Like a lot of their decisions would have made sense. But the fact that, like we've mentioned, that they've seen these movies, that they call this thing a zombie from the get-go, like from the start, they know what a zombie is, creates a lot of plot holes and plot problems and story problems, even though they are teenagers. And I don't know if they're supposed to be dumb teenagers or whatever, but if that's what they were going for, it still doesn't make sense because they've seen, they know what zombies are.
Because they take a heck of a long time, right, to realize that they're zombies for people who are aware of zombies. Like,
oh my God, 12 hours of the show, I just couldn't. Like, this show didn't need 12 hours.
She's biting you. Like, she wants to, like, you know, this person wants to bite your, like, neck or arm or whatever it is. It's a zombie.
They're like becoming gibbering and they're like cracking their bones and whatever. Sweating. Like, what else are they?
So we're talking today about All of Us Are Dead, which two of us liked with you know, reasonable reservations, and one of us hated with an unreasonable fervor, I think. So we'd like to hear from you. Is this something that, have you watched All of Us Are Dead? Are you into zombie shows as opposed to just movies? You can WhatsApp us 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio.
BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
끝나고 가자 어디든 가보자 책상 위 엎드려 12시간 지겨운 소리 다 끝나고 손잡고 가.
Hello everybody, you are listening to Popcorn Culture with Lynn, Shyamalan, Arvin, and together we are reviewing All of Us Are Dead. So we've talked about how it has its flaws. I wanted to talk about what it does well, perhaps. And I think for me, what it manages to do well is, I want to go back to that point about the video game, because that to me is the closest comparison. Even the scenes with the originator of the virus felt like cut scenes in a video game, like we're just cutting back to whatever and then cutting back to the action. And I think that for me, the strength of the show is when it leverages on that and kind of ramps up level to level, introducing new types of zombies, new threats, new locked rooms from which our hapless protagonists have to figure out a pretty much wrongly planned escape. That's something that happens from spot to spot. It's basically like cramming in The Walking Dead's like prison, farm, whatever settings into a school and saying, okay, first we'll be in the lab, then we will be in the gym, and then we will be, you know. And I actually really like that, simply because most of the time in these sorts of settings, I don't see myself surviving. In All of Us Are Dead, though, in this high school, armed with the knowledge that, you know, from Kingdom and Train to Busan, I think I could have made it a little while.
Yeah, that's actually the thing with this show. You're constantly feeling like you would be so much better at this than anyone in the show, and that's not something I'm used to feeling in like a zombie apocalypse film, because again, I 100% think that I would just throw myself into the crowd and forget about life, you know. I will say I did enjoy, for what it's worth, the fact that it is at least for about three quarter of the show, half of the show, it's kind of a locked box scenario, and a lot of it is stuck within the confines of a school. The stuff that happens outside the school for me was the least interesting things. The moment they started going outside and cutting into like interrogation rooms with bad acting, I'm just like, no, please, just I'm fine with the bickering happening in the lab. Like, let's go back there. And some of the sort of escape scenarios that they try to execute inside the school, there's a sort of charm to it. And I think I would have been a lot more patient if I knew that this was a 6-episode thing. Like, here's the story, this is what we're getting, and at the end of 6 episodes, the story is going to be done and we're going to get somewhere. But knowing that there's more and more and more, and every episode just kind of stretches one premise over the entire thing. That was where it got me. So even the things I enjoyed, I felt, were just being milked way too much.
So, like, I know I said I liked the show, but I'm kind of struggling to remember what I liked about the show. So that should say quite a lot. I think I liked that the stakes were very high. So they kind of established from the beginning that even the main characters unsafe in a show like this, which is very different from things like The Walking Dead, again, things like Kingdom, Train to Busan and stuff, because you know that some people are going to make it way up to the end before any kind of threat comes to them. But in this show, they establish people and very quickly they let you know that these people can be in very real danger. Like anyone can turn, anyone can get bit. If you get attached to someone, there's no guarantee that this person's going to last like even 3 episodes or 4 episodes. They could be done by the 7th episode, which is obvious in other shows, but other shows also do this thing where you know for sure that someone's going to stick around or they're going to come back if they disappear in the beginning.
I think that the stuff that we're complaining about in some ways is best represented by the antagonists of the show. So I think that with our heroes, while we might find them a little bit exhausting and we might question their decisions, at the end of the day, they're high school kids. You want them to go on and have lives, right? But with the antagonists, and we have primarily a school bully, we also have a, I don't know if we consider a scientist a bad guy in this context, but I suppose we could. And I think that actually the villains are kind of weak in this because I didn't think we needed that. I think the whole point of zombies sometimes is just that the horde is enough. And in this case, the show felt like it needed to give us more than that. And those people or those characters were the ones that started to make the 12 episodes really, really feel like 12 episodes.
So it's funny when you said antagonists, I actually didn't even think of the bullies or the zombies. So the whole divide in the show, and it becomes clearer at the end, is how the adults have failed the young people, right? Because of bureaucracy, because of wanting things like reputation, because of wanting to cover up something and not get into trouble. And I actually enjoyed that. I liked that as a way of examining, or rather using zombies as a way of examining how adults can be selfish and often let down the next generation. But then none of those adults are either interesting or good actors. And because of that, that side of it just remains completely lame and unexplored. So then all you get is endless high school drama. And the zombies alone couldn't have been the only bad guys in this. And ultimately, that's what I come away with, in that I wanted the bad guys to be more interesting than just the zombies.
Also, it always like, I'm always confused or curious about how shows like this are filmed or like conceptualized. Like they knew this was coming out on Netflix, right? It's a Netflix original production. It's not like this was filmed to be on like cable or TV on a weekly basis. So knowing that the show is going to be binged, I don't know why the show is the way it is, because it doesn't work on a binge mode. Like we've mentioned, it's a rinse and repeat every single episode. Like it's worth about maybe 5 or 6 episodes. And then every other thing is just fluff. And it's the same concept over and over again. It's like someone gets bit and then the group wants to ostracize that person. And then someone stands up for the person who's going to be ostracized. And then there's a lot of drama that goes on for about like half an hour. And then someone makes a decision or the person turns. It's like again and again and again. So I don't know why they would do something like that, knowing that this is a Netflix thing, and a Netflix thing is to be binged. Like everyone knows you're going to watch it over a Saturday, Sunday, maybe a Monday if you've got things to do over the weekend. So it's confusing. It's a confusing thing to see. I would understand if this was a weekly thing, but as you know, binging 12 episodes of the same thing is very, very long.
Yeah, I agree with that. I also think that in general, for me personally, I'm not sure that I'm invested anymore in zombie shows. So that's what I came away with. I think that I, at this point, having been through the ringer a few times with these sorts of things, I'm going to stick to movies. I might watch season 2. I'll jump around. I don't think that I'm going to sit through the 16 episodes. I'm sure they'll extend it. I'm not going to sit through the extended season. But I do think, in general, the fun or the intrigue for me of zombies is best sustained within a 90 to 120 minute kind of duration.
Guys, I'm drawing a line in the sand now. If you make me review season 2 of this, I'm out. Like,
no,
I
can
am
make
out.
You do anything.
That will
no
be the
one.
End of the show or my presence in the show. I am saying it now. But I wanted to say, weirdly, I don't know whether I'm over zombie shows per se, but I want them to be like Kingdom.
See, for me, Kingdom does not count because Kingdom has the additional historical element.
Yeah,
which,
so it's
which
actually
hooks
not even a zombie show, right? It's almost like Game of Thrones, but zombies are the threat. And I like that because inherently zombies are not interesting. So when you do an entire show structured around them, they cannot be the main thing your plot centers on.
You could argue that Game of Thrones also the zombies were the threat.
Oh, yes, this is true.
I am 1000% going to watch a season two when it's out because, like I said,
I hate the both of you.
it's such a fun, good way to pass time or just to pass a weekend. But for me, this show kind of proved more than other bad zombie shows that zombie things cannot just be about blood and gore and violence. It has to be about something deeper, and you have to choose what you want it to be about. It can't be about like everything. Being that hyper violent, being that hyper gory is fine. But, you know, pick a thing and then tell me what that thing is instead of bombarding me with everything.
So the last thing I wanted to bring up is exactly that, the hyper gore, because clearly that bothered Sharmila. And I think ordinarily it would have bothered me, but in this one, I just found it kind of fun and excessive. And perhaps because the emotional stuff was a little bit stagnant, I actually appreciated the level of gore, and I felt that they kind of push the envelope a little bit on what we want to see or like to see when zombies turn. And I appreciated that.
Maybe it's because they were kids. Maybe it's because the hyper gore didn't feel...
Okay, now I sound like a monster.
That's not where I wanted to take this. No, but I think also to me, it just felt like I was being traumatized without the show earning it. And that's maybe why I disliked it.
I think I was okay with it because the gore was unrealistic. I don't know what the word is. It's so overly done. It's so OTT that I didn't care as much. It was like watching a B movie or someone with a lot of like practical effects just going for it at 100%. So I didn't mind. I didn't mind at all. I didn't mind as much as even other shows, like other zombie shows that had less violence, but affected me a lot more.
So we've been talking today about All of Us Are Dead, which is streaming on Netflix, all 12 1 hour plus episodes of zombie mayhem in a high school. We'd like to hear from you. Did you watch it? Do you like it? You can WhatsApp us 018-789-8899 and tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.